Welcome to the weekly podcast of Upper Room Christian Fellowship in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you for listening.
We're going to do something we haven't done in a while. Talk about the church and our New Year's resolution. Things that each of us could be praying about for this church. And even if you're visiting here this morning, you will find it still an advantage to you because it does speak to us as His followers and believers also. So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to launch off. I'm not going to really go into much detail, but if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to John chapter 12. And let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. John chapter 12, starting at verse 20. Now, there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then it came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, We wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come, the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will also honor. Let's pray. Father, our prayer this morning is to be in tune with your Spirit. Guide and direct us, Lord, as a church body. We pray continually to give us direction. But Lord, the direction you have given to us, we pray that we would be faithful and fulfilling. So Lord, we just pray your blessing be upon this time as we get into your Word. But we also ask, Lord, that you would etch these truths in our hearts. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Last week we talked about, you know, kind of a personal thing about leaving and cleaving, leaving this world and cleaving to or joining ourselves to Christ. It's leaving this world behind. Scripture tells us you either love God or you love the world. As we see the world as it is, we're understanding the wisdom in this to separate ourselves more and more from the world. But it's not just a separation to be on an island or separation to be in the wilderness. It's separation to be joined to the one who loves us completely and ultimately. So really to understand this stuff is to understand also just the simple truth. Simple truth is the Greeks came, the Gentiles came to Jesus who was preaching to the Jews. And the Greeks just had a very simple request. We want to see Jesus. Pretty simple. But I hope as I said those words that it stimulated something in your own heart. Now, there was a terrible movie, and I call it terrible because I thought it was pretty blasphemy. But it had a good song in it, and it was Godspell. I'm pretty sure it was Godspell. And it was simply this, a song that said, I want to see you more clearly, to love thee more dearly, and to follow thee more nearly. And that song really is a truth that should be for all of us. But now, collectively, I'd like to talk to you about something. And like I said, there's going to be six things I hope all of us can be in prayer for this body. Being in prayer for this body means being in prayer for you. To see Jesus. See, it was the apostles' first responsibility to bring people to Jesus so they could see Jesus. In fact, John says this in his epistle, that which was from the beginning, that which we heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have seen, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested or revealed to us, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. We want you to see Jesus. We want you to have fellowship with Him. We want you to know Him as we have known Him. If you do this, you'll find that your joy will be full. We want you to see Jesus. Paul in Ephesians says this, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets." What is it? Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. As the body is joined together, God's Spirit is joining us together. See, God's Spirit is in you, it's true, but God's Spirit desires to form a body for us to be able to see clearer, to see nearer. In Colossians, Paul says, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." To see Jesus, to know Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, "But we, with all unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." In 2 Peter, Peter writes this, But grow. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. See, to see Jesus means to know Jesus. To know Jesus, it means to understand His love for us. His desire to fellowship with us. See, the first priority that we should be praying for this year, is that we would grow in this knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're about ready to partake of the elements, speaks of this. None of us deserve it, but it's been given to us. To see Him is to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Number one. Number two, I've already alluded to it. Paul says it in Ephesians, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you be rooted and grounded in love. May be also able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. That you may be filled with the fullness of God. See, is to know Christ, is to know His grace. To know His grace is to know His love. To know His love, it's infinite. It's infinite. Measurable. It's unending. Can't be measured by how good you are, because again, it's based on His grace. It's based on His character. It's something that we're trying to understand and grasp, is the love that God has for each of us. But also as a body. God loves this body. So number two, the prayer is that we would grow in the love of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus also said this, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." that you also love one another, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Colossians, Paul says, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. See, as we grow in the knowledge of His love for us, then it can't help but spill out and overflow to others. So for this, again, this body is to grow in the knowledge and grace of Jesus Christ, but it's also to grow in the love of Jesus Christ, manifesting that love with each other. Number two, pray that the love of Jesus Christ would grow in this place. Number three, in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. We've been talking about teaching and admonishing one another as we do in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. See, as we learn the knowledge Christ, who He is, and His love for us, then the natural reaction is worship. As we walk in here, there's only one worthy. There's only one person here that we're glorifying. Because we glorify Christ, the Father is glorified. And the Spirit has come to glorify Christ, because it's only through Him that we come to the Father. So as we enter into worship, as we grow in worship, number three, grow in worship to Him, as we see Him more clearly, we can't help but fall down and just praise Him and give Him the glory, the honor, everything that He deserves. So to grow in the grace and the knowledge, grow in Christ's love, grow in that love for each other, but grow in our worship of Christ as a body. Number four, it's found in Ephesians. Paul says this, and He Himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For what? For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. See, this isn't the ministry. You're the ministry. You're His body. For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, back to the knowledge, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things to Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. As we learn the knowledge of who Christ is and His grace towards us, we can't help but see the love that He has for us. Then we can't help but what? Fall down and worship. But then also in worship, we understand something, that we're all ministers. You're all royal priests and a holy priesthood unto Him, to serve unto Him in His body and outside it, for the edifying or building up of each of us. To what? To Christ. To find out what? That He loves us. That He desires to work in through us. That none of us are those that are to sit on the bench. If you played sports, there's nothing worse than sitting on the bench. But that's not what you're called to do. And as a body, what are we praying for? The opportunity to grow in serving. To grow in the opportunity to minister. Because we can't help.
Because you can't keep it in. You got to let it out. You got to show all the world. The world's got to know. I'm sorry, it's a song, but it fit. See all the love. Number five. It's found in Acts chapter 2, right after Pentecost. Right after that wonderful time, the Spirit moved on the believers. Starting in verse 42, it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, knowing and seeing Christ, and fellowship with each other, and the breaking of bread, sharing all things with each other, and prayers." We'll get back to that. "Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need." No, this is not what we're talking about doing. "So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, a body that ministers to itself, and needs of possessions and goods when it comes and arises. But one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, because their heart was now turned towards Him." It wasn't on the world anymore. The separation came. Remember we just talked about that you're going to love the world, you're going to love Christ. And we have called them together because we love Christ. So in loving Christ, now we understand things. That everything that has been given to us has been given to us. And none of these things are ours. Everything you have been given has been given to you by God. He owns everything, even the clothes. And He asks all of us to hold everything loosely in our hands so that He can use what He needs at any given time. So, what is number five? "They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Why? That God would use this body to add to His body. Let's see, when people came in here, they would see something. They would see the love of Jesus Christ. They would see people that are dedicated to knowing Him, full of His grace, full of His love, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, serving one another, not backbiting, not dividing, but joining together as one, that they may see what the church of Christ is really meant to be, that they'd say, "They have something and I want it. What is it do you have?" But not just here, it's out there. See, as we come together, as we encourage each other, as the coals, if you will, of fire, as we come together, the coals burn. One coal single is going to die out. It's going to cool down. It's not going to be worth anything. But coals together, they burn well. And see, we come here to burn well so that we can go out there and burn out there. Come back and be rejuvenated. Oh. Five. That we would grow. So let's go over it. Grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, number one. Number two, grow in Christ's love. For Him? Yes. For each other? Yes. But even more important, the understanding of His love toward us. Grow in the worship of our Christ. Pray for the opportunity to grow in our service to the Lord. That Christ would add to our number. Converts, like-minded believers. Pray. You have a list now. Pray. You are the church. You are the ministers. You are the ones the Lord wants to use. You will, I'm the coach. We're in the locker room. I'm saying, "All right, guys, gals, this is the game plan. Now let's get out there and let's move some mountains." Because it just takes faith. We move mountains. And see, when knowledge grows, then faith grows. When you see Christ clearer, then faith grows. When you see His love for you, then faith grows. When you see Him working in and through you, then faith grows. That's the natural reaction. Wait a minute, you say. Pastor, you said six. There is a six. Now these five I gave you are very important. The pray for these. Trust that God will do these things. The six only is good if it's God's will and if it helps in the things that we're praying about. The six is a building. Are we ready for a building? I mean, if we grow, we need a building. If we're going to continue to be able to worship like we want to, we probably need a building. I say probably because only God knows. But the opportunity to have ministry there every night would take a building. Now please remember, this sixth one is really up to the Lord. We understand something. If this is our need, then God shall supply all our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Is this your will, Lord? Is this what you desire? Because if it's not, then it's meaningless because it doesn't take away from the first five. The first five can happen without a building or with a building. But again, this was a physical, I thought, in prayer for. Something that tangibly you could see if God's going to provide. Because, well, let me just throw something at you, okay? Not saying that we're going to do this, but just there was a church building, and I'm just throwing this as a reference. I'm not saying we're focusing on this church building. So I'm just giving you an idea here, a reference. It was for $1.5 million. There was absolutely no way. Well, guess what? They cut the price down. It's just $1 million. It might as well be $50 million. We don't have that. But you know what? If this is God's will, He can do it. If God wants us to have a building, see, this is why I want us all to be praying. God can do it, not us. We're not going to force ourselves. We don't want to go in debt. We don't want to force it so that, you know, financially we're doing fine. We are. We're meeting our bills. God has always provided every year. So we're good there. So if God wants us to do this, then He's going to have to point us to the right building and supply us with the money. But what it does take is for you and me to be praying, God, is this your will at this time? Is this what you desire? Because it has to be according to your will. Not because we want it, Lord. Not because we think we need it. But is this what you desire for this body? In Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will." Is this His will? That's the first and foremost. To be open to that. Now you might be saying, "Oh, Pastor, you just want a building." No, not really. We've had a building. Trust me, there's a lot of other stuff that goes with a building. But see, if we are growing in the knowledge of God, if we're learning more and more about His love, and we're worshiping in spirit and truth, and we're serving one another, edifying Christ, then people are going to come. Because the people in this world need the truth. And they need to see it through us. So if that's the case, then maybe we'd need a place that we can do a Wednesday night study. That we don't have to worry about taking over somebody's house on either a Monday night or bless the Kletners on Saturday night all the time. That it would be more actually free for you to say, you know, hey, this is our church. You know, can I have a women's study here? It'd be in the morning. Yes. Are we going to, can we use this? Can we use that? Then it'd be yes rather than putting on somebody. So you can see the benefit of it. But again, what it would also mean is the upkeep of it. And that's why we pray, God, is this your will? If not, this is a great place. Warm, there's a roof over our heads. It's not bad. Whatever you desire, Lord. But again, the challenge is for each of us this year, pray for a building. So let's go over it one more time and get into the communion. Pray that we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Pray that we grow in Christ's love, the knowledge of His love to us, but also our love to one another. Grow in our worship of Christ, that it will always be in spirit and truth, and that God would guide us. I know I'm adding to this, but again, just to clarify, that He would always direct us in worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, not in the flesh. So no, I will not be doing solos. Pray that we grow for opportunity to serve the Lord with other ministries or just simply with each other. Pray that Christ would add to our number. Pray, does the Lord desire for us to have a building? Pretty simple. Now that will go right into communion. If you'd like, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And if you would, join with me in praying. Father, we just thank You for this morning. We thank You for this building. Thank You for the freedom to worship You here. Lord, our prayer this morning is a prayer that we desire to pray the rest of this year. Lord, that we would grow in the knowledge and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That we would grow in the knowledge of His love towards us, in the outflow of our love towards Him and towards each other. That we grow in worshiping You always in spirit and in truth, Lord. Pray that You'd keep us always on that narrow path, that we would not get into any other movement that is not of You, but that we'd stay true to what You call us to do. Lord, we pray that You would help us to grow in serving with opportunity, not only with each other, but with others, Lord. Pray, Father, that You would be honored and glorified in this, and that You would add to our number, that You'd help us to grow, Father. And Lord, if it's Your will, that You would provide us with a building. Only if it's Your will, because, Lord, we know the good parts and the bad parts. That's why we come before You. As this stirring has been on many people's hearts for a while now, so now we present it to You. Father, is this Your will for this body at this time? We pray for Your guidance, Your direction, but also Your supply. So, Father, guide and direct us as we go forward. I thank You for this body because, Lord, they desire to see Jesus. I pray that will always be part of their hearts and lives. Father, we just lift the rest of this morning up to You as we worship with communion. We pray that You'd set our hearts right before You. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.